Russia false flag. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Defense Department announcing Russia planning to make fake video so it could justify invading Ukraine.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby described newly declassified U.S. intelligence suggesting Russia had approved at the highest levels of the Kremlin a false flag operation to justify a Russian invasion.
We believe that Russia would produce a very graphic propaganda video, which would include corpses at the hands of Ukraine or the West.
Russia has called such warnings by the U.S. and NATO hysteria.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. A deadly tornado in Alabama killing one woman and critically injuring three others.
The tornado touched down coming off the river, so it's all the way across the county, the damages.
Ross Sweden, Hale County Emergency Management Director. Tornado destroying several homes. And in Champaign, Illinois, the snow and bitter cold making for difficult driving conditions. Champaign resident.
If you don't have to come out, stay at home. That's the best place to be. It's warm and safe.
The Biden administration wants to change the police force in the wake of the nation's crime wave.
Crime is high, and in some cases, officer morale is low. Top officials at the White House and Justice Department are working on a presidential executive order aimed at making multiple changes to policing. Fox News reviewed a draft document confirmed by sources familiar with the impending order, scheduled to be released sometime in the coming weeks, likely March. The first page of the draft lays out a theme. It is time that we acknowledge the legacy of systemic racism in our criminal justice system. The order, in the works for months, will apply to federal law enforcement officers, FBI, DEA, and ATF, to name a few.
President Biden meeting with New York City Mayor Eric Adams Thursday regarding the rise of gun violence. And a top ISIS leader killed during U.S. special ops raid in northern Syria Wednesday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Officials in Northern California told us more about the Wednesday night shooting on a Greyhound bus, which left one person dead and injured four others.
Authorities in Butte County, California, say 21-year-old Asadi Coleman was arrested at a Walmart after opening fire in a Greyhound bus in Oroville as it pulled into its stop. The sheriff said on the ride he'd been acting agitated and paranoid, accusing one of the passengers of being an undercover cop and showing them his gun. Butte County DA Michael Ramsey said Coleman has a juvenile record.
And was currently wanted on a warrant out of Alameda for possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. Prohibited person being youth and a prior felony.
An 11-year-old girl was injured. She's in stable condition. A 25-year-old pregnant woman is in critical condition. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Recall issued for hundreds of thousands of trucks. Blame it on faulty windshield wiper parts.
Stellantis is recalling nearly 202,000 Ram heavy-duty pickups and chassis cabs to tighten a loose nut that can stop the windshield wipers from working properly. The recall covering certain 2019 to 2020 Ram 2500 and 3500 pickups and some 35, 45, and 5500 chassis cabs. The defects can reduce visibility in rain and snow, though Stellantis says it knows of no crashes or injuries. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A popular Amazon service raising its rates.
The e-commerce giant is increasing the price of Prime, with the annual fee of its membership costing $139 a year from $119. The monthly fee will go from $12.99 to $14.99. Price changes will go into effect February the 18th. The price hikes will help Amazon offset some of its costs that have gone up over the past several quarters due to labor shortages, higher wages, supply chain issues, and additional shipping expenses.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The last time Amazon Prime raised its price was in 2018. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.